I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. You got to be mature enough to be able to step outside of your shoes and look at yourself as if you were someone else and say, is there a different way I could be looking at this? Is there a different perspective that I could have on this?
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask. You are now tuned in to the best show in show business, where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of this, a huge dose of personal initiative, the energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you now have the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is change your story to change your results. Changing your story to change your results. Now, back in episode 684, we talked about changing your story to change your life. So we are revisiting this topic about changing the story, understanding what that story is that I'm talking about is just the image that we have of ourselves in our own minds. What is the story that we tell ourselves about ourselves? I'm not really talking so much about the story of what's going on outside of us, the story of when you're at work, or the story at what somebody did at school, or the story of the people who you work with every single day in your office. I'm talking about the story of you, just the story of what you see when you look in the mirror, the story that you're repeating to yourself 85% of the time that you don't even know you're repeating to yourself, that I covered in the mental workbook. How about changing that story? That's the topic that we're discussing today. Point number one, understand that your perspective determines the entire story. Now, what story are we talking about? Again, this is the story of you, the story of anything that you do, the story of when you went to the gym yesterday, the story of how one of your coworkers got on your nerves, the story of how your coach is always hating on you, whatever story it is you have in your mind. And all of us have a whole lot of stories. They're all completely based on our perspective of the situation. For example, a deer out in the forest. Deers probably hate wolves. I mean, if deers had the ability to hate, I don't think they actually hate, but if they had the ability to think the way that humans do, they would probably hate all the wolves out in the forest. Why do they hate them? Because the wolves kill deer. I mean, a wolf killed my mom, it'll kill my dad, it'll kill a couple of my kids. It tried to kill me one time, but I got away because I was fast enough, or it killed one of my friends, two of my buddies. I happened to just get away because it caught those two and it didn't eat anymore. And the deer would hate the wolves because the wolves are always eating them, but the wolves, they love the deer. Why? Because eating deer is what keeps them alive. It's just two different perspectives of the exact same situation. Wolves killing deer, the wolves love the deer because of it, and the deer hate the wolves because of the same situation. So you need to take a look at what is your perspective on the situation. If you can, if you're able to distance yourself, separate yourself from the situation that's actually at hand for you, and look at it as if you're not you, giving yourself an objective look at the situation, a third person look at yourself. If you can change that perspective, then you can change your entire story, because when you're looking at it from a different angle, you just see different things. It's kind of like in basketball, you have a couple of referees on the court at the same time. Well, one referee may see that it was a block, a foul on the defensive player. Another referee from a different angle has a different perspective. They call it as a charge. One referee may see that you got stripped clean by the defender. Another referee may see that you got fouled. It's all based on their perspective. And the defensive player probably says, no, I didn't foul you at all. That was good defense. The offensive player says, man, you hit me all across the arm. You've been hanging on my back. That's a foul. So it's just completely different perspectives that we have on situations that cause us to have completely different stories of what actually took place. Now, what is perspective? If we just give a definition of this word, it is the noun definition, is the art of drawing solid objects on a two-dimensional surface so as to give the right impression of their height, width, depth, and position in relation to each other when viewed from a particular point. But that's not really the definition that we're looking for. The perspective that we're looking for here is a particular attitude toward or a way of regarding something. When you change your attitude or the way that you regard a situation, your attitude about something or the way that you regard something, then your perspective, that's the perspective, then your story will change. Now, if your attitude about it being rainy outside changes because you thought you were going to go have a picnic outside, but instead you realize, hey, I could stay inside and listen to catch up on all these episodes of the Work On Your Game podcast that I hadn't previously listened to. When your perspective changes, you regard the situation differently, then you may start to feel completely different about the situation. So the first thing you need to take a look at is, what is my perspective here? How can I have a different perspective? How could someone else look at this same situation, the same story that I've been telling myself, and maybe have a different story, even though it's the exact same situation? Now, this will require some mental maturity by you, some mental toughness, but you got to be mature enough to be able to step outside of your shoes and look at yourself as if you were someone else and say, is there a different way I could be looking at this? Is there a different perspective that I could have on this if I was looking at it from a different angle? The answer is always yes. The question is, are you capable of seeing that angle? Point number two, today's topic is changing your story to change your results. In this book, Psycho Cybernetics, is a book that I just finished reading maybe about a month or two ago by Maxwell Maltz. It is a foundational personal development book where this author, Maxwell Maltz, he happened to be a plastic surgeon, is what he was by trade. And as a plastic surgeon, one of the things that he noticed was that when he did perform plastic surgery on his clients, they would come back to him months or even years later, and not only did their faces look different, but their whole personality was changing. Their character was changing. The way that they conducted themselves changed. The way that they dealt with other people changed. Their entire lives changed because he did a nose job, or he fixed somebody's ears so they thought their ears were too big, or he repaired somebody's chin because they had a broken jaw from being in a car accident, or whatever the situation was. He made those people look how they wanted to look physically, and because of that physical change, it changed the way that these people conducted themselves and saw themselves in life, and that in turn changed their entire life. It changed the results of their life, and that's what we're talking about here, changing your story to change your results. So he went on to study more because he kept noticing this phenomena that every time that he performed surgery, people's whole personalities, their whole characters would change as a result of the surgery. He went into some study about, what does this change in what I'm doing to someone physically have to do with how they conduct themselves mentally? And through that research, he ended up writing this book, Psycho Cybernetics. If you haven't read the book, spell it how it sounds, look that book up and read that book. It's a highly recommended book. My entire reading list, because sometimes people ask me about this, is at dreallday.com/read, R-E-A-D. Read every book on that list. You'll never run out of reading material. So what he wanted to know was, how can someone make that change to their mental game, that change to their personality, that change to their outlook on life, that change to their perspective, which will lead to a change in results? How can someone do that without getting plastic surgery? What if someone doesn't want a nose job, or they don't want to make their lips bigger, or they don't have a problem with their ears? What if they're fine with how they look physically, but they still want to make that change internally? How can they do that? And that's when he went in to do the research that led to him writing the book, Psycho Cybernetics. That internal story, people, what I want you to get from that point is that when Dr. Maltz would perform plastic surgery on people, it wasn't just that this woman or this man looked in the mirror and said, okay, well, now my ears are kind of pinned back now. They don't look so big as to make me look like Dumbo and embarrass me. So now I can be this different person. I can be this affable person, this personable individual who can go and make friends and influence people. It wasn't just that the woman woke up from her surgery, noticed that, okay, now I have the kind of lips that I want. Okay, now I have the cheekbones that I've always wanted that I see in magazines. So now I can be a more attractive. Now all of a sudden men are just going to be interested in me. It wasn't just the physical change that made things different for these people. When their personalities changed and their lives were changing, it wasn't just because of the physical change, and it wasn't just because other people decided all of a sudden, okay, I thought you were ugly 2 weeks ago, But now, since you got that surgery, you're actually attractive. So now I'm going to try to talk to you. Maybe some people looked at it that way, but what really was leading to the changes for these individuals was that they changed their perspective and they changed their results based on how they felt about themselves. Their internal picture changed. It wasn't just the external picture. Yes, the external picture changed, but it was the internal picture that changed the most that made the biggest difference. Because that personality, that character, that affability, that personability, this winning friends and influencing people, this ability was always within these people, right? It's not like when Dr. Maltz performed this plastic surgery on him that he inserted some personality at the same time as the plastic surgery. All he was doing was fixing the nose or the eyes or the ears or the cheekbones or the lips or whatever the situation was. That's all he was doing physically on the surface. All he was doing was changing the surface. All those abilities that happened to come out of these people, and again, their lives were changing. Their way of conducting themselves changed completely, was not because of the plastic surgery. It's because of the plastic surgery that they had permission now to be this different individual. You can make the decision to be this different individual anytime that you want without having to go under the knife, without having to pay anybody, and without having to make any changes to your face if you think you look fine how you are right now. Every day on this show, I talk about confidence, the ability to put yourself out there boldly and authentically. How would you like to be able to keep yourself out there, to stand your ground when challenged, to speak like you mean it, both in your tonality and the energy behind what you say? And how would you like to call the shots in your own life? Maybe call the shots in your business, call the shots on your team or in your family. Learn how to do all of the above and more with my 30-day course called ASAP Confidence. What if you were able to go from the average bench player to the starting lineup just through a change in your psychology? What if everybody had to straighten up when you walked in the room instead of the other way around? What if people were falling all over themselves trying to measure up to your standards instead of you trying to measure up to theirs? What if you could generate more business just by transferring your own personal self-belief to that of your prospects and your clients and the people you're talking to? What if you looked at yourself every morning and you saw the first-class person that you truly are instead of seeing someone who is incapable or someone who's inferior or someone who's never going to reach their goals? You will do all of that through my course called ASAP Confidence. Learn to put yourself out there boldly and authentically and consistently, not just for 30 days, but for the rest of your life. Get full details and get started at DreAllDay.com/ASAP. That's DreAllDay.com/ASAP for ASAP Confidence. Now let's get back to the show. Point number three, that internal story, people, determines how you live. Point number three, let's get a definition of this word story, because today's topic is change your story to change your results. What is a story? If we were to define a story is an account of imaginary or real people or events told for entertainment purposes. Repeat that definition. A story is an account of imaginary or real people or events told for entertainment purposes. So an account of things that really happened or people who really exist or things and people who don't really exist done for entertainment purposes. Understand that your story, because today's topic is changing your story to change your results, right? Follow everything I'm saying here. Your story need not be based on fact. Your story need not be based in what we call reality. Your story does not need to be rooted to what actually is, or what you can actually prove, or what is written down in black and white, or what cannot be disputed. Your story does not have to fit that description at all. You can entertain yourself with the story that you want for your life. And when you install that story, installing it to the point that you remind yourself of that story over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, we already know something else. Let's add another piece of information here. This is all inductive reasoning that we're making here, right? We add another piece of information that we know the mind does not know the difference between reality and imagination, doesn't know the difference between a penny and $1 million. Knowing that, we can write whatever story that we want about ourselves, right? For our lives. We already have. Actually, everyone listening to this, you have a story about yourself right now. Now, if you don't like the results you've been getting in your life, that means something about that story needs to change, because the story is the roots of the tree. The results are the fruits of the tree. See, if you don't like the fruit coming off a tree, you don't just grab all the fruit off and say, okay, now next time it'll produce better fruit. No, it's going to keep producing the exact same fruit that you didn't like the first time. You got to do something to the roots of the tree in order to change the fruits that are being produced from the tree. So if you don't like the results that are coming from your life right now, what you need to do is change the story and understand that changing the story does not need to be based on what is real. It doesn't need to be based on truth. It doesn't need to be based on fact. It does not have to be verified by anybody. You can make any story you want, any story. That means you can go watch a movie and say, you know what, I'm going to make that my story. You can go read the life of somebody else and say, you know what, I'm going to make my story like that person's life. You can just make something up that has never existed before, no one ever thought about, and you can make that your story. There's no one stopping you. You don't need anyone's permission to do it. You can choose your story anytime that you want to, and then you must install the story. How do you install a story? Well, I showed you in detail in the mental workbook. If you don't own it, get it at dreallday.com/workbook. But what you need to do is get clear on what that story is. First of all, you got to know the story inside and out. The same way that a screenwriter or a movie producer or an actor, by the time they get done filming a movie, actually shooting the movie and is wrapped up and they're ready to send it to production, they know that story inside and out. They know every line. They know every scene. They know everything people are supposed to say. They know everything that was ad-libbed, everything that was changed. They know that story inside and out. They can tell you the whole story without ever once looking at the script, right? That's how you need to get with your story. The story of what you want to do, who you want to be, where you want to be, what you want to have in your life. You need to know that story inside and out to the point that you don't even need to look at the script. When you know the story that well, that means the story has been installed into your mind. You following me? When the story is installed into your mind, all you got to do is keep watching that story over and over again. Keep watching that movie over and over and over and over again in your mind every single day. Do it verbally every single day. What's going to happen is your results are going to start changing. Why? Because you changed your story. And again, that story can be whatever you want it to be. For a story to be whatever you want it to be, you must supply the want it to be part. What do you want it to be? Who do you want to be? Where do you want to be? What do you want to have? Do you even know? If you don't, then as soon as this episode ends, which is going to be in a moment, you're going to have a chance to think about it. This will be your opportunity. This is your permission. This is your invitation to take some time to think about what is my want it to be for my life. As soon as you get clear on what that is and then follow the instructions that I just gave you, that I also laid out in detail in the mental workbook, because you'll remember more of what you see than what you hear, then listen, the sky's the limit for you. Let's recap today's topic, changing your story to change your results. Point number one, your perspective determines the entire story. The deer hates the wolves because the wolves eat them. The wolves love the deer because eating deer keeps the wolves alive. So what is your perspective for a situation? Anytime you're not feeling a situation, ask yourself if maybe, just maybe, it's the perspective you're looking at it from that is causing you to look at the situation unfavorably. Maybe it'll be different if you change your perspective. Point number two, in the book Psycho Cybernetics, the plastic surgeon author said, listen, when I did plastic surgery on people, their whole personalities changed, but it wasn't because of the surgery. It was because they decided to get a new internal perspective on themselves. They changed the internal story about themselves because of the permission they received from getting the plastic surgery. So if you're not getting plastic surgery and you're not scheduled to do that anytime soon, how can you change your story? You just got to decide to. See, you don't have to pay a doctor and go under a knife to change your story. You can decide to change your story at this exact moment just from listening to a 15-minute podcast episode. Now, you may think it's not that simple, but I guarantee you that it is. If you would take the actions that I just laid out for you, then you will find out that it is. Point number three, the definition of the word story is an account of imaginary or real people or events told for the purposes of entertainment. Understand that your story does not need to be based on fact to be entertaining. Your story does not need to be based on truth. Your story does not need to be verified or fact checked by anybody. All you need to do is decide what the story is, install that story, and the rest is history. You'll be collecting an Oscar award. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at dreallday.com/ask. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at dreallday.com/game. That's dreallday.com/game. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.